Start restricting on Marcel Bayer Gunkel. That is Marcel is MARCELLE, Marcel. Bayer Gunkel is B, B as in boy, B Y E R S G U N K E L. That's B as in boy. Y E R S G U N K E L. G as in George. G U N K E L. Bayer Gunkel. Date of birth 6/22/56. Date of visit is 3/17/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Dina Doolin, D-O-O-L-I-N-D-O. next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and lung nodules. Next paragraph, physical present illness. This is a 65-year-old lady who had a past history of COVID-19 infection. Was recently sent for a CT chest. Done on 11/1/21. The CTA of the chest showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli, but showed bilateral multifocal ground loss and dense nodular opacities in the upper lobes, the largest in the left upper lobe measuring 7.7 millimeters, which were new compared to May of 2020. Infectious or inflammatory versus neoplastic etiologies were in the differential period. The patient has no cough, but she has some shortness of breath with exertion, and she denies any chest pains, denied any fevers, chills, night sweats. The next paragraph, the past history, the patient's past history, is significant for COVID pneumonia in summer of 21. She also had an episode of pneumonia in November 21. She had lumbar disc fusion at L4 and 5. And also cervical disc fusion at C5, 6, and 7. Also had a hysterectomy and colon resection for diverticulitis. She had hip and knee joint replacements, including bilateral and knee replacements. She also has a history of arthritis. Period. No history of diabetes or hypertension. Next paragraph. Allergies to Darwan, Versed, and morphine. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient has no history of smoking. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of leukemia, mother died of heart failure. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue, She has lost weight. She has no glaucoma, cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. Denies urinary frequency, flank pains. She does have hay fever and some wheezing and shortness of breath. And she has gastroesophageal reflux. And constipation. So no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. She does have anxiety and depression. And she has easy bruising. Also has joint pains and muscle aches. She has occasional headaches, no memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. I'm sorry, medalist included oxycodone, 10 milligrams, Q6 hours, PRN, protonics, 40 milligrams daily, digoxin, 0.125 milligrams daily, and Depakote, 250 milligrams BID, Crestor, 10 milligrams daily. Lysix, 20 milligrams every other day, and potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents every other day. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallid sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 105 over 60. Pulse is 64. Respirations are 16. Temps 97.8. Weight is 150. Saturation 97. Room air. HEND anomphalic pupils reactive. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous extension, tracheal midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Percussion note is resonant throughout. Breath sounds diminished to the periphery. Few crackles heard at the lung bases. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses. No organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes, 1+. With no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Bilateral pulmonary nodules with a history of COVID-19 pneumonia. Number two is a history of degenerative arthritis. Number three is a reactive airways disease. And number four is gastroesophageal reflux. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest for follow-up to evaluate the lung nodules, as well as a pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was given a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, Q6 hours PRN. Also advised to continue with the above-mentioned medications. And call if she has any fever or dark sputum. We'll follow up in 3 weeks and make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Dina Dulin, D-O. Dina is D-I-N-A. Dulin is D-O-O-L-I-N. D-O. Thank you for this consultation.